Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week by email. And don't forget all the other cool things you can do there, like reading some things that our guest this hour, this half hour, Elise Benin, has written, and hearing some of the archives of shows that we've done in the past where she's bestowed some of her wisdom upon us, and we've captured it and making it available to you in a streaming format. Elise Benin is one of the world's top experts on online marketing. She's the author of Self-Promotion Online and Designing Websites for Every Audience. And she's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Elise, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
Elise, today is International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
All around the world. I went online earlier and found out that all around the world, women are celebrating this day as their day, and you're a small business owner who happens to be a woman.
Yes.
I'd like for you to take, now you didn't know we were going to talk about this, but I know you can do it. I'd like for you to take just a couple of minutes and talk to us about what it's like being a woman, this small business owner. Is it, and you know, especially to the degree that you think it might be different than, say, me being a small business owner.
I guess the thought that comes to mind has to do with, because I teach people how to promote themselves, and a lot of people assume that most of my clients are women.
Mm-hmm. Why do they assume that?
Because they think that women have more trouble speaking up,
yeah,
and being in business, being strong in business, than men do.
But you know, Elise, you and I have known each other almost 6 years, and I never thought that.
Right, and I actually don't believe that either, because I would say half of my clients are men,
mm-hmm,
who have as much trouble promoting themselves as the women do. So I don't see it as a gender issue.
Mm-mm. No, that part of it, I wouldn't think would be something. Although I can kind of see where maybe some people might think that, but I mean, it never occurred to me because I know how you operate. I know the message that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms, not so much in terms of your product, but in terms of being an owner and being successful, penetrating the marketplace and dealing with other, you know, other levels of the marketplace, banks and large customers and that sort of thing, how has it been different for you, do you think, because you're a woman?
I don't think it is.
Okay, good.
I personally don't see any, I don't feel discriminated against. I don't necessarily even see, you know, any special benefits that come to me because I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Although I know that kind of thing exists. And I don't know, it doesn't really play much of a role in my day-to-day.
Do you think that sometimes we get back what we expect? You know about the Pygmalion,
yes.
You know about the Pygmalion effect, right?
I don't know that I know it's called that.
The Pygmalion effect is where if you believe something is going to be true, it probably
mm-hmm
will be.
Mm-hmm.
In other words,
I do believe that.
Preconceiving the outcome, and so it sounds to me like you didn't enter the marketplace on your own account expecting anything to be different for you, and it wasn't different for you.
Mm-mm. Right.
So is it possible that anybody, whether it be me as a man who maybe thinks I'm not as well educated as I need to be, or a woman who thinks, you know, she's going to be, or a minority, you know, who enters the marketplace, anybody like that, if you enter the marketplace thinking that you might be victimized,
mm-hmm,
you actually might be?
I don't know that you necessarily might be, but you could certainly interpret things that happen to you in that way.
In a defensive way, almost.
Right.
Yeah.
I see that a lot. I see people interpreting things to fit what I would call their story,
mm-hmm,
even though it could also be interpreted from many other perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's the old story about the guy who came to, moved into town, and he was complaining to somebody he met that, that nobody was friendly around here. And the guy said, I don't know why you say that. I think people are friendly here. And he said, well, he said, well, you know, when you walk down, the, and he asked the guy, he said, when you walk down the street, do you nod and say hello? He said, well, no, I don't, but they're supposed to speak to me first.
Right.
So, you know, I think maybe we get out of it. Maybe this is an example of we get out of life what we put into it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear you say that, Elise. I'm really happy to hear you. I mean, I've always been impressed with you, but now I'm even more impressed. That's a level of wisdom and maturity that that I'm, you know, I'm very proud to. I mean, I'm not surprised at all. It's just that I'm glad to hear you say that. Now, do you think it's important to have an International Women's Day? You think it's important to for there to be this kind of a recognition, this kind of these kinds of activities going on? And by the way, it's happening all over the world.
I don't know. I feel ambivalent about that because, you know, it's almost the same argument for Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, why focus on that for just one day a year? Why
right.
isn't it something that is, you know, more pervasive?
Right.
But yeah. you got to start somewhere. I mean, if bringing up awareness is what we're trying to do, then I don't think it hurts.
Well, and clearly there are other parts of the world where women are disadvantaged significantly.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And so it's a good thing that we're doing that. In fact, I noticed one of the areas, one of the places, for example, was Pakistan. President Musharraf was really making International Women's Day a big deal in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
So good for him.
Mm-hmm.
So and a lot of other places. Oh, by the way, if you were in Singapore today, you can get your hair done for free, at least.
Men and women? Or
no, I don't know about the men, but I know that the salons are giving away free hairdos in Singapore. So, so if you were there, you could get some benefit out of it. At least, let's talk about self-promotion. And I know that you help people do this, especially online.
Mm-hmm.
And you help them do that with email marketing, don't you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that you really are focusing on these days.
Yeah, it's my best marketing tool. And I feel like I'm on a mission to teach people how to use it effectively.
It's become more complicated lately, though, with spam, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. But I almost feel like I'm kind of ignoring that stuff because my list of people that I go out to are people who want to hear from me and you know, do what they need to do to make sure they get my messages. Sometimes people come back to my site and say, you know, I haven't been getting your messages in a while. Can you put me back on your list or something?
I get the same thing. It's pretty cool when that happens. Elise, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Elise Bennett. She's the author of Designing Websites for Every Audience and Self-Promotion Online. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's not Sunday, but we are grooving with our good friend Elise Bennett. She's the author of Designing Websites for Every Audience. She's the author of Self-Promotion Online. She's the publisher of an outstanding newsletter, which comes how often, Elise?
It's every 2 weeks I put out a free email newsletter.
Yeah, and I encourage you to check that out and tell us how we can do that, Elise.
Go to artofselfpromotion.com. And click on Quick Online Marketing Tips.
All right, Online Marketing Tips, and that's how you subscribe to the free newsletter?
That's right.
Okay. Now, and if they would like for you to help them with a little more strategy, a little more planning, help them actually get their email marketing going, if they're having a little trouble, they can't get it all done by just listening, by just reading your newsletter, which is very good, by the way, folks. I'm a subscriber. They can call you or email you and you'll help them out with that, won't you? I mean,
through my mentoring program,
right.
I do a lot of that.
Exactly, and that's all done virtually, folks. It's easy to do virtually. And Elise does a great job on that. She's helped me before. Elise, online marketing is a two-edged sword. It's a great way to reach out and touch customers, but if you're one of the good guys, which means not a spammer, it's got to be done by permission, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's the gateway, isn't it?
Yeah, people have to, I think if you target properly, then people who are in a position to buy your services at some point will raise their hand and say, keep in touch with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to forget about you.
Or if they don't raise their hand, you can say, would you like for me to keep in touch with you?
Yes, exactly.
Would you like for us to keep in touch with you? And when you do that, don't you need to make certain promises? Like if a customer walks in your building and they buy something and they shop around and you say, you know what, we talk to our customers by email. We send them releases periodically, maybe infrequently, or maybe once a week, or maybe once a quarter, or once a month, or whatever. But we send this out to our customers who want to be kept informed of new products, of sales. Don't you need to have a little promise in there that, number one, we won't sell or give anybody else your email address, and
yeah.
We promise that we'll never abuse this relationship.
Yeah, it's really important, even if those are your policies, to let people know those are your policies,
mm-hmm.
because they don't make that assumption.
Right. Yeah, because they're worried about spam, aren't they? They default to the way they're treated with spammers, aren't they?
They're worried about spam. They're worried about viruses. They're worried
security.
About identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about, you know, the wrong people getting their email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about a lot of things.
Is that what
too much, I think.
What's the biggest challenge that you think a small business has in starting an effective email marketing strategy?
What I see is that people have trouble coming up with content on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they often will start an email newsletter campaign and maybe put out one or two issues and then abandon it.
Is it because they don't have it or because they're not good at identifying what they have?
No, everybody has it. It's,
yeah.
It's a question of identifying it and then putting it into a format that can be published, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that hard. It just takes some training in terms of how you think about what the content is. And my main tip for people is to just keep your ears open as you go through your day and go through your work for what people are asking you, and then answer those questions to the world, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it doesn't require an additional effort.
Mm-hmm. But this is why I think people need... I think one of the things that happens is people hear what you and I are talking about, but they go back to work and they've got to make payroll, they've got to buy stuff and sell stuff and manage people, and this is so much out of their wheelhouse. It's so far out of their you know, their experiences and their knowledge that they just don't know where to start. And that's the reason why, folks, I like to introduce you to people like Elise, who can help you with this, who can create a good value for the services that they provide. And anybody that you can get, Elise or anybody, this is not something that's difficult, but it is something that takes a little bit of education and knowledge to know about how to do this, and also to understand how to do it correctly, Elise. And so that's the reason why I encourage people, just get some help with this. But once you do, once you get it established and you get some help with it, it's not that hard, is it?
No, it's not. And I was just thinking about several of my clients in my mentoring program. Basically, you know, they spend their time telling me about their clients. And as I'm listening, I can pick out the things that could be of use to more people, and all I need to do is say, you know, that sounds like good content for a tip. That sounds
right.
like good content. So
you right.
do need, you know, the mirror or someone to bounce it off of.
Yeah, you do, and of course, if they needed help with writing the content, you can help them with that too, can't you?
Sure.
I always like letting people know about resources that are available to them to help them take their business to the next level. And one of the things to do, one of the next levels for a lot of small businesses is email marketing. And I don't know anybody who's better at that than Elise Benin. Elise, give us your website one more time.
It's artofselfpromotion.com.
Will you come back again real soon?
I will.
You know, we got our 6th anniversary coming up later this year. You know that, don't you?
No, I didn't know that.
Can you believe that?
I believe it.
You've been hanging around with me for almost 6 years. We'll have to celebrate that later this year. Thanks, Elise. Good job today.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with our good friend Lois Geller as we continue to celebrate International Women's Day. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.